Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky Christian counselor defeats a frivolous ethics complaint. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, here's another example of someone who is employed, but yet exercises his personal private religious speech on a social media post, and then it all blows up and he ends up getting fired because of it. This is happening so often nowadays.
Yeah, and this happened because of some complaints. They were so-called ethics complaints. This is a licensed social worker. And after receiving a response from Liberty Counsel, the Kentucky Board of Social Work has now dismissed a series of frivolous ethics complaints filed against a licensed Christian counselor who had been fired for his private religious speech. The complaints arose after the counselor made a social media post expressing his Christian religious beliefs regarding homosexuality and LGBTQ issues, which had followed a pro-LGBTQ message from his former employer.
You know, and he said that while he loved his career and the people he serves with a passion, he was not going to sell his soul for it, and that while places he worked for might style themselves as a, quote, safe and affirming space for LGBTQA plus community, he personally and professionally never wants to affirm rebellion against our Creator. Wow. Kudos to him. And we're just, more and more people were defending in the same boat.
Yeah. And he goes on to say, what good does it do if we gain the whole world, a favorite job, perfect mental health, even if we lose our soul? Count me out, he says. And he also says, I'm his, and he wants to be true to God's word.
Sticking to his word, yeah.
Yeah, he wants to be true to God's word. So his employer was pushing an LGBTQIA+. You know, the alphabet continues to get longer and longer. And his employer was pushing that. And so on a social media post, he posted something about that.
But, you know, this is powerful, too. He said the rainbow, you know how they use the rainbow out of context. The rainbow reminds us he won't flood the earth and with water again, but one day there's a fire coming.
Yeah, and so for this post, the counselor's former employer fired him.
Yeah.
And then several community members piled on to file ethics complaints against the counselor's professional license. Without a license, obviously, he faced the loss of his livelihood.
But, you know, he's not sitting in the counseling room telling his clients this or telling them to go down a specific road. He's doing this on his personal social media.
Yeah. And so, you know, his employer started all this by pushing this, you know, long alphabet pro-LGBTQIA+. They wanted to create a, quote, safe and affirming space, they said. But really, it wasn't a safe and affirming space for people of Christian faith, obviously. So on his personal social media, he makes a post. His employer fires him. And that's another whole issue about whether the employer should have been legally able to do that. That's another whole issue. But now that he gets fired, there are people, no doubt, maybe even within the employer, that instigated these complaints. So people then filed a complaint against this counselor with the Kentucky Board of Social Work, that is the licensing agency in Kentucky that holds this man's license as a social worker. And
yeah.
So they complained. And so now he has to respond to it. And that's when he reaches out to Liberty Counsel, because now his license is in jeopardy, because this is a very liberal organization, by the way, of all the counseling groups, whether it's marriage and family, other kinds of licensed mental health counseling organizations. Of all the ones that are out there, the social work group is the most radical as it relates to so-called LGBTQ issues.
That's tragic. And the three complaints that he had levied against him stated his comments were unethical and discriminatory. One complaint, which was filed by the human resources director at his former employer.
So there you go. The employer.
Yeah.
Did that. So they didn't just fire him.
No.
So they're actually filing a complaint against him.
Yes.
Now that's even a worse situation.
Yeah. So the one complaint, the human resources director stated religious freedom was an issue and that his post was conduct unbecoming. Yet all the complaints failed to identify any applicable law or regulation the statement supposedly violated. So as you said, that's when we stepped in, sent a letter to the Kentucky Board of Social Work, and as a result, they have dismissed these frivolous ethics complaints that were filed against this Christian counselor.
So in our letter to the Kentucky Board of Social Work on behalf of the Christian counselor, we said, quote, there is no listed catch-all offense under Kentucky law called conduct unbecoming of a licensed clinical social worker. In fact, the counselor's post was made in his private capacity, not in service to a client, and was made regarding matters of public concern having religious and political implications over which there is significant debate in the public at large. We also noted that nothing under the law or any governing code of ethical conduct survives or serves as a basis for any complaint, let alone professional discipline, we wrote in the letter.
But that's his private social media post, his private speech. Doesn't the First Amendment protect that?
Well, in fact, we actually noted that both the federal law and the Kentucky law, which is the Kentucky Religious Freedom Restoration Act, protects his religious exercise. We noted in our letter that the First Amendment prohibits government actions that abridge freedom of speech and the free exercise of religion, including under the guise of professional speech regulations, we wrote in the letter. So on behalf of this Christian counselor, we pushed back while this case was pending at the Kentucky Board of Social Work. You can imagine, though, it's a great resolution, and we are very pleased with the resolution that he is able to keep his license. I think something needs to be done to the employer, because they didn't just fire him, and they may or may not have any law against firing him. I think they clearly violated his rights. But then to go further and actually file complaints against him for the exercise of his religious beliefs.
Private speech.
In private speech on his own social media.
Yes.
That is worse. And I think, therefore, the employer is in some hot water here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put yourself in this man's position. He's a Christian counselor, and you're licensed to do social work. And that's what you're trained for. That's what you're educated for. You've passed tests for that. You've got a license, and that's what allows you to have your livelihood. It's one thing to lose a job at this one particular employer. It's another thing not to be able to work in that field at all.
Right.
And so as his review is pending at the Kentucky Board of Social Work day after day, he's waiting for a response, and he could get a response any day in the mail when he opens up his mail, and he's lost his license.
Mm-hmm.
How terrible would that be? You'd have to go through an appeal and litigation. It would be a mess. So, you know, I really feel for these people like this, but I'm so proud that these individuals, like our client in this case, are willing to put it all on the line.
Right.
And like he says, what does it matter if we gain the whole world and yet we lose our soul? As for him, count him out. He's not going to compromise his Christian values, no matter the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those kind of people, like in this case, that are willing to put it all on the line that ultimately changed the course of history.
Yeah, and we're proud to defend them and help those people, because this seems to be happening more and more often when Christians are standing for the religious freedom, even in a private context, and then they get persecuted because of it.
Yeah, and you know, your First Amendment rights, particularly on these licensing boards, because a lot of these licensing boards, they are under the authority of the government. They have like governmental authority for, in this case, the Kentucky Board of Social Work. They may adopt the social work code of ethics, but they are a government entity. You have constitutional claims there. You've got the First Amendment free exercise of religion, First Amendment free speech protection. And then also, as in this case, many other states, you've got other state laws as well. You've got the state constitution. But in Kentucky, you also have the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that actually protects you as well. So you've got protections. If you know of anyone who's being threatened like this for the exercise of their Christian religious beliefs, give Liberty Counsel a call. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Or call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.